The push to bring down fertilizer prices and another mixed market. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today, brought to you by Johnny Truss.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, build stronger, build smart.
Fertilizer prices remain a major strain on America's farmers, and now the Trump administration says an aggressive government-wide push is underway to bring down those costs right now, with a bigger long-term plan set to be unveiled real soon. CJ Miller has the story.
Input costs, of course, remain top of mind for our farmers. And recently, USDA has been working literally around the clock to harness the cost of key inputs like fertilizer.
U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, during her testimony in front of a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee earlier this week, she told lawmakers a long-term plan from the Trump administration to improve the cost of farm fertilizer is coming soon.
We've had daily calls with the White House, with EPA, with DHS, with Commerce, with Treasury, the very top of these organizations, for an all-of-government approach on fertilizer.
She mentioned several actions the Trump administration has already taken to lower fertilizer costs in the short term.
We are working across the cabinet to accelerate private investment, to lift permitting slowdowns, to align on transportation challenges, lifting the Jones Act, opening up lines from Venezuela, and much more to be announced very soon.
But Rollins adds that serious concerns remain about the overall fertilizer industry long term.
The fact that we have offshored so much of our fertilizer over the last decade or so is astounding to me. It is a national security issue, and we're relying on Russia and China for our fertilizer. So the announcement's coming. Good news long-term structurally, and some potential funding that's going to be there. And I've been talking to the heads of the big fertilizer companies as well.
Read the full story and hear more from Secretary Rollins at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria September 5th through the 14th. We'll visit Banff National Park and then take a train ride through phenomenal mountain views with decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and then on Vancouver Island, we visit the stunning Butcher Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
A massive frontal boundary set to move through Michigan today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at the Michigan farm forecast. Here's what's going on. Strong low pressure exiting the Central Plains and spending a large chunk of the day in Iowa. As it's in Iowa, we're drawing moisture off the Gulf of Mexico. We expect this frontal boundary to light up this afternoon with strong to severe weather all the way from Wisconsin down through Illinois and into the boot heel of Missouri and lower Mississippi Valley. This will translate eastward. I'm looking for strong thunderstorms to get into Indiana and maybe southern lower Michigan this evening up until midnight. I do think that our impetus for severe weather drops off dramatically after midnight, but rains hold on well through mid-morning or midday tomorrow in Michigan. Right now, I'm going to pencil in anywhere from a half to 1.5 inches of rain across the entire state. I do think that we get this moisture out of here tomorrow afternoon and see sunshine before sunset on Tuesday. Wednesday looks mostly dry, but there is another wave of moisture lifting up over areas to our south, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. I think we feel some cloud cover offshoots of that. And then behind that wave, strong north flow dominates the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Chilly air in here, well below normal temperatures. We've got frost and freeze conditions easily over all of Michigan, at least potential for it, and I do think the cold air holds through Sunday. We moderate temperatures next week, Monday, Tuesday, just enough to bring rain back, a quarter to three quarters of an inch there, and the rest of the week features cold air, warm air battling back and forth. Cold Canadian air dives down Wednesday, Thursday. We moderate late in the week again. You get the idea. I'm Ryan Martin.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
Your final numbers from Friday are coming up, but now let's take a closer look at how it all went down. Grain markets closed the week mixed, with corn and soybeans finding modest support from improved export demand and weather concerns, while wheat faced pressure from ample global supplies and profit-taking. Here's Andy Eubank along with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading for a closer look.
Very quiet in the overnight and the day session for beans and the corn market as well. So those markets really not seeing anything to really move them one way or the other. Anything else that you could add to that, Brian?
Thanks for having me, Andy. You know, we've got kind of a lull, if you will, a temporary, no doubt, in news. But we're seeing a very active planting pace here this week in many areas. I think Monday's report is going to show a brisk planting pace nationwide. We're probably looking at corn planting nationwide around that 20 to 23% area. Beans, I think we're going to be approaching that area too. The five-year average on beans for Monday, Andy, is 12%, and we were already at 12% last week nationwide. So I think we're going to be 20% or more this coming week. So risk planting pace. It may slow next week with some rainfall, but overall there's not a lot to a bullish or bearish news there. We're watching, of course, the trends in the Middle East, Andy. Uncertainty is the word you can use. It's going to encompass everything right now. And that implies to oil prices, it applies to the stock market, it applies to commodities. So I think we just have to see how that shakes out short term here. Get back to the fundamentals. Very strong corn export business right now. Very strong. I think that every bit of that USDA forecast is in play at the moment, 3.3 billion bushel. The one fly in the ointment might be Argentina. Sounds like the Argentina corn crop is getting larger. So when that crop is harvested and moves into the pipeline this summer, that may displace some U.S. bushels. But for the moment, we're seeing a very strong export market for corn.
And that was Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. May corn finished below steady at 455, down a half. July corn also down a bit by a quarter to 463 and a half. May soybeans were working high, up four even at 1163 and three quarters. July beans up as well, three and three quarters to 1178 and a half. May wheat liquidated to 608 and a quarter, down two and a half. June live cattle was showing green at 245.22, up $1.72. And June lean hogs were red, down $1.55 to $101.90. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.